Chapter 10. Additional resources. Drowsy driving. Drowsy driving is common on U.S. roads and represents a highly pervasive threat to public health and transportation safety. Driving while drowsy can have the same consequences as driving while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Drowsiness can impair the ability to drive safely, even if the driver does not fall asleep. Drowsy driving usually occurs at high speeds, making it difficult to avoid a crash. A recent AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety study showed 13% of crashes in which a person was hospitalized and 21% of crashes in which a person was killed involved a drowsy driver. After being awake for 18 hours straight, driving skills are the same as someone under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Driving drowsy can increase your crash risk. You often cannot react in time to apply brakes or steer away from a potential crash. Crashes related to drowsy driving can be very serious, leading to death or severe injuries. If you drive while drowsy, you may become slower to respond to road and traffic conditions. You may struggle to process complex information coming from different places at once. You may become careless when making driving decisions, have trouble paying attention, or actually fall asleep while driving. More information available at www.aasmnet.org. Emergency Notification System, ENS, for Railroads. According to Operation Lifesaver website, this is a sign, posted at or near a crossing, which lists a telephone number along with a USDOT number. The ENS is used to notify the railroad of an emergency or warning device malfunction. More information available at oli.org/training/presentation-highway-rail-crossing-questions-and-answers. Child safety. Heat stroke. According to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's, NHTSA, website, heat stroke is one of the leading causes of non-crash-related fatalities among children. Vehicle heat stroke occurs when a child is left in a hot vehicle, allowing for the child's temperature to rise in a quick and deadly manner. Heat stroke begins when the core body temperature reaches about 104 degrees and the thermoregulatory system is overwhelmed. A core body temperature of about 107 degrees is lethal. Unfortunately, even great parents can forget a child in the back seat. Other risk factors include caregivers who aren't used to driving kids, or whose routine suddenly changes. More information available at nhtsa.gov/road-safety/child-safety. Truckers Against Trafficking. According to the Truckers Against Trafficking's, TAT, website, Truckers Against Trafficking recognizes that members of the trucking industry and individual truckers are invaluable in the fight against the heinous crime of human trafficking. As the eyes and ears of our nation's highways, truckers are in a unique position to make a difference and close loopholes to traffickers who seek to exploit the U.S. transportation system for their personal gain. More information available at truckersagainsttrafficking.org.